We're at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture conference taking place in Denver here today. And today we've been in a workshop focused on discussion on a cattle traceability program. We're going to talk with Glenn Fisher, president of Allflex USA, who is on the cattle traceability working group. Glenn, you unveiled a draft today of a possible cattle traceability program. Talk about that a little bit, if you would. I know there are a lot of details there, but just talk about the development of that.
Sure, and thank you, Ken. The Cattle Traceability Working Group, first of all, is a group of about 45, 50 individuals, some producers, some industry, some state animal health, federal officials, that are trying to find a way to build upon the existing animal disease traceability system that today is primarily focused on interstate movement of animals, primarily adult animals and dairy animals, in the cattle segment to facilitate disease eradication. As we look at the needs, not only for disease eradication, but we've heard a lot of people raise concerns about the value that are created in trade and in the environment today where we have trade issues, and we realize that both the United States and India are the only real cattle producing countries in the world that don't have a traceability system. We're trying to put together a framework that allows our producers to access that kind of a traceability infrastructure and create not only value for themselves, but as an adjunct, really address these disease traceability systems that will keep our marketing channels open both domestically and internationally. The diagram that you mentioned that was presented today was actually something that had its genesis from a producer group. It happened to be in Texas, and a gentleman by the name of Joe Leathers. He worked real close with Texas Cattle Feeders, Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers, the state veterinarian, Andy Schwartz, and the Texas Animal Health Commission, in trying to put a visual depiction, if you will, of how animals move through commerce and where might be logical points for identification to be provided into a quote-unquote system that allows animal disease traceability to move forward from the point we have today. What we presented was not only recognizing the great value of the existing 840 or the National ID system, the ADT system that's been put forward by USDA, but also acknowledging that there are private databases, there are private data sharing vehicles in the marketplace, and there are a lot of value-added programs that can provide that same traceability. And so as an added value to their customers and to producers, potentially being part of a disease traceability system might have some value, and it does accrue more value and puts more animals into a system that allows for that full traceability to happen.
You made the comment a couple times. You took input here today. You'll take more input, I'm sure, but you are going to move forward with this. So what's the next step?
Well, it's important to understand the Cattle Traceability Working Group, although we're presenting here at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture, this is not an adjunct group of NIAA or USAHA or NCBA or anything else. This is an independent group. It came together out of last fall's traceability symposium in Denver, and it was basically everybody in attendance was asked if you'd like to be part of that group, and if so, where do you think your particular expertise might add? And we have, you know, communication groups, information groups, data sharing groups, liability groups, and technology groups that all feed up into the broader cattle traceability working group. We are, as a group, not beholden to anybody, and we won't give direction to anybody. We're just trying to put a model in place that the industry can look at, accept as a way forward. We do ultimately know, and we recognize USDA and the current administration, and we heard from Secretary Ibaugh here earlier in the week, are committed to move forward with traceability, and we want to make sure industry's voice is heard as part of that, rather than having purely an imposition of a government-mandated scheme that maybe nobody's going to want.
Okay, so the input you got this morning, did you hear anything that you hadn't heard already?
It's great because, you know, this is not the first kick at the cat, as they say. The discussion on traceability has probably been going on in the United States for a couple decades, as it did in other parts of the world, and some of those parts of the world have gotten ahead of us on that topic. But every time you get together and you share these ideas, the context is different. We have different new technology than we had the last time we were discussing this in 2003 to 2007. We have more people finding value-added opportunities, and frankly, we have more animals that already identified the market. I mean, some of the statistics that are being shared, you know, last year over 10 million animals got electronic ID, which people might think of as kind of a core technology that will start the ball rolling rather than forcing people to write down ID tag numbers, or banks tags, or others with a pen and pencil. Now you've got all that user base already using RFID to create value. And if we can build on that, if we can build on the great system we already have for the 840 tags at USDA, we can build on the information that's provided through the certificates of veterinary inspection at different points of animals transferring, primarily right now in interstate commerce. We've got a lot of the pieces already, and we're really just trying to find a way to let industry drive adoption, find those ways for voluntary adoption first, and ultimately, at some point, if, like a lot of countries, we have to move towards something that is more of a mandated system, then producers will already have a voice, they'll know what works, and they will be in a position to maybe dictate the terms of that engagement rather than there being, you know, some legislation that tells them you have to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, and that was my next question, is how do you get the producers to participate and support this effort?
You got great groups across the country that are doing that. You know, the cattlemen's groups from both states and the national level. I know, for example, NCBA right now is in Washington, D.C. doing their work in D.C., looking at the issues that are important to them. And traceability is on that agenda. I can't say that, you know, it's not going to have detractors within any group of producers, because there's concerns about the privacy of their data and what things provide protection and what things potentially provide liability. And we do have a group within the Cattle Traceability Working Group that's looking very detailed at that liability issue. We've got attorneys that are part of that group to help give us really solid counsel to make sure that we're looking after the interest of producers at every level of the system. And again, hopefully create a model that will work for producers before one is imposed on them because of a disease outbreak situation that none of us want to see.
Okay, is there a timetable for getting this done?
We're trying to be respectful of a couple things. One, you know, the USDA, as they put through their ADT program, their 14-point program last fall that was released in written form the past few weeks, they were looking, you know, in the early 20s to see some things more forward. Some people think that's too fast. Some people think that's too slow. Regardless, a voluntary rollout and creating some tools and letting people get their hands on the technology and see how a system might work is part of what we can do today. I don't think any of us really have a sense as to whether and where the balance is between this being driven by industry on a voluntary basis and USDA continuing to incentivize people to be part of a more structured national traceability scheme. The best news for me and the best thing I can offer to anybody is the commitment of the Cattle Traceability Working Group is we will try to make sure at every step of this process that producers' views and interests are first and foremost. They get to decide where their data goes. They get to decide what system their information is stored in and how it gets accessed. And from there, we can build on that. If that happens in a year, I'd be surprised. If that takes 10 years, I'd also be surprised. I think we've got some momentum. I think we've got great input. We have to broaden that net. We have to communicate much better. And that's a part of what the communications working group of the Cattle Traceability Working Group will do. And then really the industry will take this where the industry wants it to go. And for us that are involved in this particular group, that's the right way.